This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I've come to Bioparadís, right in the heart of Reykjavik, where just a couple of weeks ago, the Korean Film Festival took place. You might remember we covered that on RÚV English Radio. Well, starting today, there's another international film festival. This really is the place to see some wonderful international cinema. The Latin American Film Festival Reykjavik starts today. I'm with the curator, that is Hugo Lanez, who's going to tell me about the next 3 days. A busy man at the moment.
Yes, thank you very much. Thank you for coming to Bioparadís. We're celebrating the third edition of the Latin American Film Festival, and we are also celebrating the European Cinema Night, which it's 8th edition of that.
And that's today and as well, isn't it? This is the first day of the festival.
Yes, we start with the Venezuelan film to celebrate the European Cinema Night, which is a program that was launched in 2018 in partnership with the European Commission. And that celebrates the richness and diversity of the film culture of Europe. But in this 8th year of the European Cinema Night, it expands beyond Europe with a special Latin American and Caribbean edition. Mm. So we put that together with a third edition of the Latin American Film Festival, and then we choose a film from Venezuela, The Shadow of the Sun, which is screened at 7 p.m. And we're going to have a conversation afterwards with a PhD and professor from Hawaii. And myself, we're going to be talking about the film. We're going to be talking about the context of Latin American film, about also resilience, about our communities, our migrant communities here in Iceland, the migrant community of Venezuela. And then we're going to be ending with a cocktail and a tasting menu for from Cocina Rodriguez, Dominican Republic food.
Because food's a big part of this as well, isn't it?
Yes. So this is not only films, this is about also music and food all together in the house.
Yes, and you know, showing those connections between Iceland and the Latin American countries and the Caribbean as well. Now, there are three events, aren't there? Three nights to this.
Yes, we start on Wednesday with Venezuela today, and then we proceed to screen the premiere of the Brazilian film of Secret Agent, which is causing, you know, chaos all around because it's supposed to be a very good film.
This is a brand new film.
Yeah, it's a brand new film that was a release in the last Cannes edition, so it's been awarded everywhere, and then it's a sensation right now because it's a, you know, it's supposed to be depicting this like political situation in the 70s
during the military dictatorship in Brazil.
Exactly. So, you know, it's like a very political kind of crime based material. And then on Saturday we are closing with the Mexican film that is about to go to the Goyas and the Oscars in 2026. So it's a very brand new material from Mexico, black and white, amazing, also political.
So the countries that are represented in film are Venezuela and Brazil and
Mexico.
But in terms of food, you mentioned the Dominican Republic on today, the first day. What other tasting is available over the next few days?
Yes, that's also on Saturday. After the Mexican film, we are featuring the food of La Poblana, which is one of the favorites in the city. It's a Mexican house. It's a Mexican it's owned by a Mexican chef, Juan Carlos Carneros, and he is going to be also playing with his band La Dimension afterwards. So he and his project of La Poblana, they're coming in the house after the film. So we're going to be, you know, welcoming the people. That's the only screen that is ticketed because the Venezuelan and the Brazilian films are the first screenings are free. It's free to everybody. And then we're closing with the party, with the band, with the food on Saturday at 7 also.
In such a lovely location as well.
Yes. Yeah, I have to say that for this scenario, for this edition, we are opening Rekpoyen Bar, which is the Rainbow Bar. And we've been kind of setting this up.
Yeah, I can see some preparations going on now.
Yes, exactly. And we are preparing actually for the bands and the DJ, the Sonidero Finn, which is also playing on Saturday at the Rainbow Bar here in BioParadise, which is a new, brand new bar, which was designed by Sika Maya, one of our colleagues here at the BioParadise.
It's so good to see BioParadise doing so well after the danger that it was kind of in a few years ago. That's long past now, and it really is at the heart of the city and a great place to see not just Icelandic cinema, of course, but world cinema as well. And we mentioned that the Korean Film Festival took place here a couple of weeks ago. You were telling me there's a Polish film festival as well.
Yeah, the Polish, and we also had the French. This is a house for everybody, actually. Yeah. This is one of the missions of BioParadise for our cultural enrichment, which is something we are promoting and we are advocating for. Right, for all the minorities and all the communities and all the locals who live here to have access to different narratives from all over the world. So this time is a Latin American section, and this is personally I advocate for, have that or create that empathy that, you know, brings us together as a community, but also to understand how other people live in other places. So actually, you know, the films, that's the power of film you know, for universal understandings.
Yes. But it's not just about reflecting these communities to themselves. You're bringing all of this film to Icelanders here in the capital.
Yes, that otherwise will never reach to the island unless you're, you know, you just have access to your personal screen, but there is nothing like seeing in the very big screen. So actually, you know, these films are depicting very, very powerful landscapes, and it's so great to see them in that large, you know, the large screen. So actually using the big screens to
And it is a wonderful experience, and I think a lot of people thought it might be lost after COVID, but people have returned to the cinema. That's become a thing again, hasn't it?
Oh, definitely. And with our program that screens the cult films, you know, you can actually see that people come to the cinema, and not only to watch films, but the house serves as a hub for, you know, everybody. We welcome everybody from everywhere, and we are also screening Polish films here, so it's very important for us to be the house of also Polish cinema.
Well, over the next few days then, the Latin American Film Festival Reykjavik, are these films subtitled in English?
Yes, we do have English subtitles. They are spoken in Spanish with English subtitles. Yeah, and because we are only screening them once, that's kind of the language it's been used.
Sure. This is the third edition of this festival, you said.
Yeah, this is the third edition. So we are always seeking for new funding to be able to provide the free entrance to the people as an inclusive and accessible to everybody festival.
Okay, well, we'll put a link up to the website on the page accompanying the show, but I'm going to let you go right now because it all kicks off in a few hours and you're a very busy man.
Yes, thank you so much, and we welcome everybody. There's still seats for it, and then tomorrow is sold out for the Brazilian film.
For Thursday.
Yeah,
it's the big premiere, isn't it?
Yes, and the Saturday, there's still tickets. It's 2,800 crowns for that, for the entrance. That's the only event that help us to support the musicians here and the whole, you know, the screening, to pay for the screening. But the first two screenings, the Venezuelan, The Shadow of the Sun, and Secret Agent, they are for free.
Yeah, this is all bringing a bit of warmth to a Reykjavik winter, isn't it?
Yes, to see all these like tropical landscapes.
And the food.
and the food. Yeah, thank you to Cocina Rodriguez by Evelyn Rodriguez, chef. She is an amazing person, amazing cook, chef. And then she is bringing her taste. And Poblana as well, which is, you know, one of the favorites in cities here in Logaveo.
Hugo, thanks very much indeed.
Thank you so much for having us. Everybody is welcome.
Hugo Lanes is the curator of the festival starting in just a few hours. Details, as I say, on the website. And my thanks to him. It's Roof English Radio. My name is Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are English at ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.